Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know my every woman. You calm my raging sea. You walk with me through fire and healed disease. I trust in you. I trust in you. Oh, I trust in you. I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all I need. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. I believe you're my portion, and I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. Oh, can we sing it again? You hold my every moment. You hold my every moment. You calm my raging sea. You calm my raging sea. You walk with me through fire. You walk with me through fire and healed all my disease, and healed all my disease. Oh, I trust in you. Oh, I trust in you. I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all I need. Oh,
oh, oh, I believe
you're my portion. I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all, and nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world. You hold my world in your hand. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Oh, nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hand. I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all I need. Yeah. Oh. And I believe you're my portion. I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. Yes, Lord. Koriyamasha tandara babunda. Just take a minute to step into the supernatural. Libro shimandara ba. Nanana kasuta daraba bandaria. Baliko satanda bada. Ibalolo kosatandara bariandere boshindara baba baba. Reketelele bebe bondoria sandiri kosatandara baba baba. Ibalolo kosotandara baba bandariande. Remenda ilakasuta lalabamu sendare ya bande ibabababababadoni andiriribe kosotandara baba ya libra kasantandara baba yanda imalolo mosondiri ya rabashika talababa baba ya. Oh yes Lord, lamanda rabasuka talababa baba. Have your way tonight, oh God. Have your way tonight, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Mandiria sutandara baba baba. Oh, we bless you. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory for tonight. We thank you once again for this opportunity to sit at your feet, Lord, and to receive from you. I pray, Lord, that no one will leave here the same. We pray for an encounter with you. Thank you, O God. I come against every spiritual deafness and blindness in the name of Jesus Christ. May we be released, O God, into that which you have for us tonight. We bless you, Father. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Wow. It's too powerful. Amen. Tonight, please stand with me to Mark chapter 8. The book of Mark. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to read from verse 10. Mark chapter 8. Verse 10. Okay. Hallelujah. Are you there? The Bible says that, and straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples and came into the parts of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall be no sign be given unto this generation. And he left them, and entering into the ship again, departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. Mercy. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, and on the living of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. Okay. Oh, please move with me. Oh, let's go fast. 17. And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not? And do you not remember when I break the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And he said, 7. And he said unto them, how is it that you do not understand? And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, he put his hands upon him. He asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes, and made him look up, and he was restored, and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in town. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Amen. Tonight I want to preach on the touch of Jesus. The touch of Jesus. The touch of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. I love it. Now, the Bible says that Jesus was with the disciples. He had just taken 4,000 people to McDonald's and organized some beggars for them, bread and fish. And they were full, 4,000. It's a lot of people to big bill to take to McDonald's and session. But that's Jesus for you. He can organize anything you need. Tonight I see him organizing what you need for you and even more. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, after they finished, the Bible says that he was going into the ship to move to the other side. And then the Pharisees came to him. The Bible says that they came questioning and wanted to tempt him. And the Bible says that, and they were seeking for a sign from him. You see, which is something that in these times and in these end times we are seeing more of. That we have a church that is rather seeking after signs. We're looking for signs everywhere. You see people chasing after prophets, chasing after this and all that. And I tell you, as for Satan, he gives all these things. If that's what you're looking for, you'll find it. Oh, yeah. You know, one time I was listening to a man of God who was invited by a wizard to his house. And when he went, the man of God had paper clips from newspapers. And these were, I think, articles about men of God and some healings and miracles that he had done and all that. And he had put them all in a book. He had pasted them in a book. So he opens one page after the other. Different signs, miracles, and all that. You know, and he told the man, he gave the book to the man. He made the man sit there and gave the book to him. He said, go through. Look at this thing. Do you know where this thing came from, this miracle? The man said, yeah, of course, God. He said, no. I gave these people the power to do that. Yeah, the wizard. This one, I gave it. Open. Somebody healed of this. I gave this one this. I gave. And he was just pointing to different things. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, one time Prophet Kakra told me he had a vision. An angel came to take him, took him somewhere, and showed him some people, men of God, at a certain place. He said he's not allowed to give names, disclose their names. But you see, what I'm just saying is that these things happen, you know, and the devil also gives signs and gives these things. If it's a baby you want, the devil can also give you. Oh, yeah. You want a job, he will give you a job. You want a husband, he will give you a husband, you know. So it's very dangerous to be following after signs. Which was why Jesus was very worried about that. This man, he said that after the guy was showing him the things, and he said, yeah, you say you serve a powerful God. Your God can do this. Your God can do this. So many things. I did this. Who said your God can do this? You see, and one of the things I've come to realize is that we should try not to get into any kind of competition or anything with the devil. Oh, yeah, because if those are the things we're going to look at, he will just present them to, you know. One time in Ghana, there was this man, he came on radio and he said that he wants to prove that he has more power than God or these men of God, whatever. So any man of God who wants to do this, they should meet him on a park somewhere in Kumasi, in Ghana. You heard it too. Kokubo and Sam. Wow, look at that. Why every time we say Bonsam? You know, and I hear one man of God said he will meet him. Hey, you seem to have the... But I don't know. I mean, later I heard that the guy went there and the man of God didn't come. Is that true? Yeah. You know, we shouldn't get into all these type of things. You know, as the guy sat there and he was showing him the things, I gave this power, I did. He said he was sitting down and he was just praying, oh God, give me wisdom, give me something to say to this guy. He just didn't know what to say. You know, then at a point, something dropped in his spirit. Then he got up. Then he pushed that wizard into the chair. Then he put the book in his lap. He said, you said I want to ask you a question. These people who are helping you to do these miracles, listen, when you die, where are you going to go? And the guy was sitting there watching. He said, these same spirits, they will come for your soul. They will squeeze you. They will torment you. They will torture you. They will break you. You will not have your peace forever and ever. The guy was sitting there. He was shivering like that. For about 30 minutes, he was just facing him about eternity and what was going to happen to him after. You better turn your life and give your life to Christ. Otherwise, you will meet them. You see, the guy was sitting there quietly. He said, next time, think twice before you invite a man of God to your house. And then he left him and went away. Then I realized that, listen, if Satan brings up these things, the only weapon we have to fight him is eternity. What is going to happen after? And I realized that God really doesn't want to get into all these things about giving you a job, a husband, money, all these things. Because to him, that is not the most important thing. He looks at a bigger picture, but we look at small, small things that are worrying us. You know, like Bishop Ogo was saying in the camp, Yari Kitty Kitty Be Homies, like, I have small sicknesses that are, and diseases that are. These are small, small things that, you know, one time I was not feeling too well. I think about 5 or 6 years ago. And I remember Bishop was not happy at all. He called Dr. Joyce, called some other doctors. Let's work on this thing, find out what is the problem. Because I was feeling sick, down. I couldn't do anything, very weak. I was even asked not to come to church for 2 weeks, Bishop. Can you believe it? I was just asked to just rest at home. You know, so they did all the investigations and all that. Bishop even traveled. He kept calling to ask, what is happening? What is the thing? You know, so one day I was there, just lying down, not feeling too well. And then Dr. Joyce, one of the doctors in the church, called me, and he said, oh, I have good news for you. Good news. So I said, good news. What's the good news? And she said, what we were suspecting, that is not it. So it's good news. Now, when she finished, I was just wondering that, but I am still not feeling well. Yeah, it doesn't make me feel any better. I'm still not feeling too well. And she said, oh, no, don't worry. That one will sort it out. But the thing is that we have good news. What we're suspecting is not that. You know. But you see, as I thought about it, I realized that it's the same with God. Sometimes we are thinking about some things, our little personal comfort here and there, and all that. And God is also looking at another thing altogether. Maybe your soul going to heaven or hell. He's more concerned about that. You know, the Bible says that the gospel is good news. And for some people, when you talk about heaven and hell, it's like, how can you just say good news? I mean, I'm going to heaven, but I'm suffering. I don't have shoes to wear. I want cash. You say, I'm going to heaven. How can that be good news? But you see, that's how God looks at things. He's looking at a bigger picture, because as for the money and all these things, they will come as a matter of course. It will flow. God will bless you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. So when you find heaven, you will find all the other things that come with it. You see, but more important is to find heaven. So sometimes we rather seek the things so that we find heaven. But you have to find heaven to find the things. So when these people came and they were seeking for a sign, these are not the things that Jesus is interested in. When that man came, Nicodemus, he came to Jesus by night, and he came and was just saying all these things. You are a great man. No man does it. He says, hey, Let's go straight to the point. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom. Because all these things you are saying, you've come and married me and all that, that's not the thing that will save you. We are talking about something that will save you. You must be born again. That's what you need. So you find that people come with all these things and they are looking for... Oh, the most important thing is to find the right way. So when they said it, Jesus said to them, you are looking for a sign. I'm not going to give you any sign. There's no sign that will be given to you. And I want to announce to the church that signs, we are not supposed to follow signs. Signs are supposed to follow us. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Mark 16 and verse 17, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name they shall cast out devils. He said, they shall speak with different tongues. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. That's what Jesus said. So the signs are supposed to follow us. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. So we must believe God for goodness and mercy to follow us. We must believe God for signs and wonders to follow us. Wherever you go, when you arrive, signs and wonders have arrived. I see signs and wonders following you. In your home, signs and wonders. In your car, signs and wonders. In your church, signs and wonders. Wherever you are, signs and wonders. That shall be your story. Anytime we mention your name, the next thing that comes up is signs and wonders. And wonders. So the Bible says that when they left him and they went, Jesus went into the ship to go with his disciples. Then the issue of bread came up. Then they started talking, yeah, we don't have bread. We don't know how we're going to make it next week. We don't know how we're going to pay our bills. We don't know how things are going to work out. We want to go to pay our children's school fees. This, that. We don't know how things are going to go. They were discussing the bread. And Jesus, when he heard the thing, something was boiling inside of him. He said, what? What are you people talking about? Bread? Are you also suffering from the living of the Pharisees? It looks like when we start worrying about what we don't have and what we need and all that, Jesus is not happy. Anytime you start being worried, what am I going to wear? What is going to happen to me, my family, my children? This, that. He said, take no thought for what you will eat and what you will wear and how your life is going to go. He said, for your heavenly Father, he said, these things that the Gentiles need, your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. He knows. He knows that you have need of these things. He's aware totally. Whatever you are going through, he is aware. He knows that you need healing. He knows that you need something. He knows everything that you need. He knows it. Hallelujah. So your heavenly Father knows. So stop worrying about it, because you can't even add one cubit to your stature. You can't add one more hair to your hairs that you have already by just worrying about it. So stop worrying. Then he asked them a question. He asked them, he said, you guys were with me when I took 5,000 people to McDonald's. And you ate some. So he asked them a question. When we finish, how many takeaways? Yeah. Did you carry home with you? You went home. Some of you don't have wives. You went to enjoy. And he said, 12. The people said, 12 baskets full. Wow! Then he said, you were with me just now when I took another 4,000 to McDonald's. And they ate, they were full. You were there also, you ate. How many baskets full? And they said, we took 7 baskets full. You know, the other day I was thinking about it and I said, wow, 12 and 7. We have 12 months in a year and 7 days in a week. So what Jesus was saying was that every day of the year, he will cater for you. And anything you need, he shall supply all your need. According to somebody, put your hands together and give the Lord a shout. He shall supply. We don't need to worry anymore. Jesus will provide every day of the year, all year round. He shall supply. And the Bible says that whilst he was talking to, he asked them a question. He said, do you have eyes and you cannot see? And you have ears, you cannot hear? What is happening to you? You can't see anymore. You can't see what God is able to do in your life. You cannot believe things anymore. You have eyes. You have received the word. But you can't allow the word to work in your life. You can't open up for the word of God to work in your life. We come to church always. We hear the word. But we always worry. So he told them. And the Bible says that whilst he was talking to them, they brought a blind man. It's amazing. He was talking about their eyes being blind, and they brought a blind man. But I realized that the Bible says that what Jesus began to do and to teach, and I realized that he didn't just teach things, he also did things. So that both of them were supposed to make us learn something. So the Bible said they brought a blind man to him. And this is what they said. Bible says, and they besought him that he might touch him. Because they knew that when Jesus touches you, oh, your life will not be the same. Tonight, I see Jesus touching somebody here. Your life is not going to be the same again when Jesus touches you. Well, that's why that songwriter said, he touched me. He touched me, and oh, that joy that floods my soul. Something happened. Something happens, and now I know. Touched me and he made me whole. Something happened. Something. Anytime he touches you, happened. Oh, and now I know he touched me. Oh Jesus, and he made me. Anytime Jesus touches you, something happens. Oh, yes. Many times in the Bible, he touched people. Oh, anytime he touched them, something just happened to them. Oh, tonight, Jesus is going to touch you. I don't know which area you need a touch, but tonight, may you receive the touch of the Lord. Oh, may you receive the touch of the Lord. Receive the touch of Jesus. Say, I receive it. He went to Peter's house and met Peter's mother-in-law in the house. Bible says that she was lying down with a fever, sick. And the Bible says he reached out and touched her hand. And something moved through the hand of that woman. And that woman who had been sick lying down, the Bible says she got up from the bed and she started ministering to them. Tonight somebody's going to get up. That thing that is lying down will arise. That thing that is dead will arise. Oh, somebody say, I receive it. Oh, I see Jesus touching you tonight. Jesus is in our midst here. He's here tonight. He's going to touch somebody at the point of your need. I don't know what you need tonight, but I see Jesus coming to you. I see Jesus touching you, and I see him doing an awesome work in your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. He touched. One time the Bible says some lepers came to him. And the Bible says that they were asking him to touch them. In fact, they said, will you heal us? And Jesus said, yes, I will. That's one thing about Jesus I love. He will never say no. Anytime you come, it doesn't matter the problem. It doesn't matter the situation. He always says, yes. Tonight, I hear Jesus saying, yes. Yes to your situation. Yes to that problem. I hear him saying, yes. And the Bible says that when he said, I will, he stretched out his hand. He touched the lepers and they were made whole. Oh, I don't know who needs a touch tonight, but may Jesus touch you tonight. May Jesus make a difference in your life. One day the Bible says that he was passing at the predestined place. He was moving out, I think from Jericho or so. He was just moving, and there was this blind man by name Bartimaeus who was there begging. And the Bible says that he heard that Jesus was passing by. And the Bible says that he said, "What is happening?" Because he had a commotion. He asked the people, "What is happening? Because I can't see. What is happening?" And the people said, "Jesus, the son of David, Jesus of Nazareth, he's passing by. Oh, Jesus is passing this way. Oh, this way. This way. Yeah, Jesus is passing this way. Hey, oh, he's passing this way right now. Oh, Jesus is passing this way. Oh, Jesus is passing this way. Oh, Jesus is passing this way. Oh, he's passing this way right now. The Bible says that when he heard that Jesus was passing, that man who raised the dead, that man who was healing blind people, that man who was healing the sick, that man who was raising cripples, you mean this man is passing by? You mean that same man is passing this way? The Bible says that today is today. He said, "Today I need a miracle. Today is the day of my visitation. Today I need to step into the supernatural. Today I need to touch. Today I need to receive something. Today the Lord must touch me. Something must happen to me." And the Bible says that he shouted, "Jesus, Abba, Habo Shibanda." Tonight, somebody who needs a touch, shout, "Jesus." Oh, I don't know whether you really need a touch, but tonight, if you need a shout, shout, "Jesus." Shout, "Jesus." Shout, "Jesus." Oh, Jesus. The Bible says that he shouted, and there was a man standing by him. He said, "My brother, you are disturbing us. We need to hear what the man is saying. You need to keep quiet." Blind Bartimaeus looked at the man and said, "My brother, can you open my eyes?" The guy said, "No." He said, "Then keep quiet." "Jesus! Jesus! Jesus!" Somebody shout, "Jesus!" The Bible says that, and Jesus stopped. He stopped. He stopped. Tonight, may Jesus stop for somebody here. Maybe he's just passing by to some other place. Maybe he's on his way to Sacramento because he knows tomorrow we are meeting there. Hallelujah. But he heard you shouting and he said, "No, let me stop by the Holiday Inn. Let me stop by Lighthouse Chapel, Auckland. Let me touch somebody." Tonight, Jesus is here. He's touching somebody tonight. Tonight, Jesus is making a difference in your life. If you believe, you shout, "Yes." Oh, 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 oh. La brisha tanda baba. The Bible says that Jesus stopped and he turned and he said, "Call him." Tonight, may you be called. May you be called by Jesus. Sometimes when something brings you to the front, it's just a way for the Lord to touch you. Somewhere, somehow, something brings you to the front so that you can be touched. Tonight, may you be brought to the front. May something touch you tonight. May your life not be the same. Oh, I've seen it several times when I've been at the Turning Point service, where people have come believing God with different issues and the Lord had touched them. There was a woman who had been drinking for 40 years, Bishop. This woman, her children said they didn't want to have anything to do with her. She had children in the US, some in the UK, and all that. elderly woman, she has been drinking. You can see that the alcohol has taken a snapshot of her. And anytime you see her eyes, and this woman came to the turning point service. I don't know what happened, but Jesus touched this woman. This woman, something happened to her. She got up. She said from that day she never touched alcohol again. And we were there when her children received the word that their mother stopped drinking, and they all started inviting her. She will go to this one for 3 months in the US and go to this one for 3 months in the UK. She was just moving like that because they were so amazed at what the Lord had done. Tonight I'm speaking to somebody here. You'll be amazed at what Jesus will do. Somebody shout Jesus. I was there when one of our lady pastors, Lady Pastor Emma Samani, came. She came for turning point service. She had fibroids. And she came to the service. I didn't know, but somehow, as the service was going on, I just felt led to go to her. I saw her at the back and just laid hands on her. And that's it. I moved on. But I was there a few weeks later when she came. So excited. I think I was in a prayer chapel praying. She said she heard that I was there, but she really needs to talk to me. She can't wait any longer. She needs to share something with me. When I came out, she had two pictures, some scans from some computers. And she said, look at this and look at that. What do you see? I said, I don't know. Tell me. And she said, listen, this one is before and this one is after. I said, tell me more. I don't know what you're saying. And she said, this one, I had fibroids, and I came for the turning point service, believing that God will touch me, that something will change in my life. And she said, I don't know, but that day, if you remember, you laid your hands on me. I said, yes, I remember. Tell me more. And she said, look at this one. I'm just coming from the hospital, and the doctors tell me there are no fibroids. Oh. Somebody make a joyful noise and give the Lord a shout. When Jesus touches you, oh, we've had people testify 2 times at the service that they saw Jesus there. The recent one we had, the lady said she saw Jesus had put his hand around my shoulder like that. And so she was just telling somebody, can't you see? Can't you see? And the person, I can't see. You see, we have eyes, but we can't see. He said, can't you see? He said, and immediately she rushed forward and the thing just vanished. But I tell you, Jesus comes into our midst when we gather like this. And he comes to touch people. He makes a difference. He knows what you need. He will come and touch you and make a difference in your life. Oh, he has touched many people. I had one lady, she came for 11 years. She has been believing God for a child. For the fruit of the womb, she had not received that. She was weeping. I said, Jesus will make a difference in your life. In fact, to the extent that her husband said, he doesn't want to see her anymore. Then I said, Jesus will make a difference. Come. For the turning point, I remember her, Paulina Von D. I can never forget her. I still have the picture there. She came with prayer. Jesus touched her. Mashata. I was there when she called me weeping. She said, Pastor, I said, yes. She said, I'm just coming from the hospital and I went to do the pregnancy test and it is positive. It is positive. It is positive. Somebody make a joyful noise. Give the Lord a yes. I remember she came with the picture of the scan. I still have that picture there. Another scan. I said, you don't mean? He said, that's it. That's the baby there. She said, about 6 weeks old or something old. I said, what? Now, she had another problem. Her husband couldn't believe that he was the one. I said, don't worry. The same God who gave you this baby Same power that conquered the grave lives in me. Oh, lives in me. Oh, your love that rescued the earth lives in me. Oh, lives in me. Same power, same power. Oh, same power that conquered the grave lives in me. Oh, lives in me. Your love that rescued the earth lives in me. Oh, lives in me. Listen, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead, if the same power dwells in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. I said to her, the same power that gave you this baby, that same power will make a difference in your life. Come on. Same power that conquered the grave lives in me. Oh, lives in me.
Same love.
Your love.
Your love.
Oh, that rescue the earth lives in me. Hey, lives in me. Same power. Oh, I feel that power here tonight. I feel that power here tonight. Oh, yes. Lives in me. Oh, lives in me. Yeah. Your love that rescued the earth lives in me. Lives in me. I was there when the stomach started growing. And growing. And growing. And growing. And growing. And growing. I was there when she called me. She said she's been rushed to the hospital. And it looks like some complication, the doctors, whatever. I said, same power that conquered the grave lives in me. Oh, lives in me. Oh, your love that rescued the earth lives in me. Lives in me. Oh, I prayed with her. The next call I received was that she had given birth to a wonderful baby boy. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. The touch of Jesus. I've seen it happen over and over. Sometimes I forget some of them. There's so many of them. Sometimes I tell the Lord, forgive me for not sharing some of the things because I can't remember. I try to remember some of them. So some that come, I believe that maybe when I'm preaching, the ones that he wants me to share, those are the ones that come to me. But sometimes there are so many of them. But the Lord just touches people, touching people everywhere, on every side, financial, emotional, physical, spiritual, different things. People are touched. And as soon as he touches you, oh, he makes you whole. As the blind man was shouting, Jesus said, call him. And the people said to him, be of good cheer. For he calleth thee. Listen, when Jesus calls you, you need to be of good cheer. Because whatever you are going through, know that that is the end of that situation. Tonight, you have come to the last stop of your situation. You have come to the last stop of your problem. You have come to the place where that situation is going to bow, because at the name of Jesus, every knee in heaven and on earth and under the earth needs to bow. Yes. Yes. And the Bible says that, and he cast away his garment. Now the Greek for that word is apabalo, which means Bible says he cast it as if he will not need it anymore. tonight, you need to cast away some things, because you will not need to discuss them anymore. You will not need to bring them up anymore. You don't need to worry about them anymore, because when Jesus calls you and touches you, that's the end. Hey, same power that conquered the grave lives in me. Oh, lives in me. Your love, your love that rescued the earth lives in me. Oh, Jesus, lives in me. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. The Bible says that when Bartimaeus got to Jesus, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Tonight, Jesus is asking the same question. What do you want him to do for you? The Bible says that he said to him, that I might receive my sight. And the Bible says that Jesus stretched out his hand, Kadabasuta, and touched him. And immediately, his eyes were open. Tonight, I see an immediate blessing, an immediate miracle taking place in somebody's life. You are not living here without that miracle. In the name of Jesus, Jesus touched him. And they besought him that he might touch them. There have been times when they even brought children that Jesus would touch them, because they knew that there was something about his touch. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. The mighty healer, he cleansed the leper. When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Everywhere he went, my God was doing good. Everywhere he went, everywhere he went, oh Jesus, hey, he was doing good. A mighty healer, a mighty healer. He cleansed the lepers, he cleansed the lepers. Oh, when the cripples saw him, they started walking. Oh, somebody begin to take some steps. Hey, my God. Oh, everywhere he went, everywhere he went. Oh, he was doing good. Yeah, a mighty healer, he cleansed the land. Oh, when the people saw him, they started walking. Everywhere my Lord, they besought him. They said, touch him. They saw that this guy's eyes were blind. He couldn't see. He needed a touch. And you see, many of us were just like this man. We were blind. Bible says that if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, of whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. He said, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ should shine unto them. So the light cannot shine because some people are blind. And there are many people walking out there. You can't even understand why they are doing the things they do. The simple reason is this. They are blind. They cannot see. That's why every time try and invite somebody to church. Because when they come, they will receive the touch of Jesus. And their eyes will be open. For many of us, our eyes have been open. And every time we come, he touches us more. And we see more clearly. Yeah. They brought this man to Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus, he took the hands of the man. I mean, you'll be wondering that Jesus, this person needs a touch. Touch him. But somehow, he just took the hand of the man and started leading him out of the town. You wonder why Jesus would do that. I'm sure the blind man was wondering. But I thought that this man, he said he would just touch me. What is happening? But I realized that sometimes your problem Sometimes it's connected to somewhere that you are. You need to leave that place before the problem can be sorted out. Some of us, we need a touch from the Lord. We have been crying to God, but somehow the touch is not coming. Because he wants you to move out of some place. He's been trying to lead you out, but many people have said, I want to be here. I want to stay in this thing. I'm not prepared to go out. But so long as you are not going, you are not receiving a touch. Some of us need to take certain decisions right now. That I'm moving out of this relationship. I'm moving out of this thing. I'm stopping this thing. Then the touch of God will come to you. He had to lead him out. Because many times our problems is because of where we are. Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine who brought his wife to the U.S. Within a short time, they came back. I said, well, I said, my wife wanted to divorce me. There's a certain spirit of divorce at the place. What a shock. But sometimes some things are connected to the place where you are. Maybe some friends you are moving with. Because of that friend, things don't seem to go in a certain way for you. You need to break away from that friend quickly before something bad happens to you. When the people who were going to where's that place? Jonah, he should have gone to Nineveh. He didn't go. He went to Tarshish. The people were in their ship moving to Tarshish. And Jonah came to join himself to them. It was not easy for them. It was not easy for them. The wind was against them. Sometimes the wind is against you because of somebody who has come to join himself to you. You need to be careful. Your peaceful boat, you are moving to Tarshish, in and out, nothing happens. And now something is, the wind is against you. Wrong passenger in your plane. Wrong passenger in your ship. Cursed passenger. One time, one pastor came to Ghana. He was coming to a church to minister. And then the person was sent to come and pick him up. He asked, they were going. He asked the person a question, do you pay tithe? And the guy, he said, my brother, it's a very simple question I've just asked you. Do you pay tithe? The guy said, no. He said, stop the car now. You are a cursed man. Your car is a cursed car. And I don't think I want to sit in it. Call your pastor to bring another person who pays tithe to come and pick me up. A blessed person. Well, that's the importance when people are attached to some of these things. Yeah. So the people were wondering why their ship was struggling like that. And somebody said, ah, but as we have been doing this, there's a certain guy who joined us. He came. And he hasn't been up here. He's down there sleeping. Yeah. So they went down and they woke him and said, what meanest thou? How can you be sleeping when we are... So when he got up and he saw what was happening, he said, it's me. I am the reason for all these problems. Then he said to the people, cast me overboard. You'll be okay. He recommended. There are some people who will not recommend. So you have to take immediate action. But the people felt that, oh, how can we throw somebody overboard? You see, that's how some of them were, man of God. How can we do that to him? How can we push this person out? How can I leave this man? Oh, he's a very nice man. This, that. Hey! So they were rather throwing their goods out. They should have just kept their things. They were just casting their... And still, the wind was against them. And at a point, they said, brother, you know, I think that we have tried. Enough is enough. They threw him overboard. As soon as they threw him overboard, immediately the thing ceased. Immediately. Now, there are some things you need to throw overboard. And you are contemplating, should I not, my brother? You sit there. Before you realize, your ship will be sinking. Your goods and everything will go away. You better cast the things overboard. Move away from them. So that you can receive the touch of the Lord. He took the man. He walked with him out of the town. Now, I don't know what things they were... Go and which places they were walking through. But I'm sure it was not easy for the man as they were moving. And he couldn't see his way. But Jesus was leading him and was moving. But sometimes we just need to trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. For when we walk with the Lord, yes, in the light of his word, I'm telling you, what a glory.
What a glory
he shares
on our way. On our way.
While we do his good will, he abides with
yes.
us. Don't be afraid, Jesus is with you.
With
yes, something is about to change in your life. Trust and obey. Oh, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Well, I don't know which stage you are. Maybe you are believing God for a touch, and somewhere looks like you are on this journey. Just keep going. The touch is coming. The touch is coming, but sometimes we need to go through some things to shake some things off so that we can receive that touch. So that we can receive that touch. He took the man out of the city, of the town. He took him out. You have to move out. Move out. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will be a father unto you. Not until you come out, he cannot be a father unto you. Took him out. And when they got out, you would think that he would just touch him. But the Bible says that he spat on his face. I don't know how many of you, if you came here tonight, and I said that tonight's meeting is a spitting meeting. Who is the first to come? I'll be in the newspaper. Prophet comes to town. Spitting all over the place. But that's Jesus for you. I tell you. I mean, God can use any means to touch you. Yes. Don't be too distant about how he's going to touch you. As for the touch, he decides on how he wants to touch you. You just need to flow. Maybe he wants to touch you with oil. Maybe just a wind that will blow over you. Maybe just some feeling that you will get. You fall down. Something will happen to you. That is the touch. Receive that you have believe that you have received a touch. Now sometimes we feel that then he must touch me in this way so that then I will know that he has touched me. That's the touch. That's the touch. And sometimes some of these things are tests that you have to go through. Because not many people will still stay in the church if the pastor should spit on you. Maybe yours is not spitting, but something happened in the church and you have decided that I'm leaving the church. And many have left. Maybe because an usher didn't place you at a place where you wanted to be. Right place and all that. You have left. But Jesus was about to touch you. Yeah. Was about to touch you. Because when you read the Bible, after he spat on a man's face, the next thing he did was that he touched him. So many people have missed the attack because they couldn't stand the test. After every test, there's a touch. After every test, there's a touch. May you go through your test so you can receive your touch. In the name of Jesus, amen. I see somebody going through and you are receiving your touch. Say, I receive it. But not many people are able to receive it. And the Bible says that he touched him. And definitely something will happen when Jesus touches you. The Bible says that Jesus asked him, do you see anything? The man said, yes. I see something. I see something. You see, which is also the first step to your miracle. And to your blessing, because the devil will make you focus on what is not there. What is not working, that is what he will make you focus on. So you will say, nothing has happened to me, but something happened. Something, that's all the songwriter is saying. Something has happened. At least you can see. Even though you don't see men well, but you can see. If you can acknowledge that something has changed in my life, oh, I may not be where I want to be, But by the grace of God, I am not where I used to be. My life has been transformed. Something has changed about me. When you begin to acknowledge that, then you receive more. Because the Bible says that Philemon 6, isn't that what it said? But you acknowledge, your faith becomes effectual by you acknowledging every good thing that is in you. Isn't that what it says? Philemon 6. Acknowledge the communication of your faith becomes effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing. Acknowledge it. When you begin to acknowledge, you see that your faith becomes effectual. And that thing begins to work. That thing begins to change. He acknowledged it. And the Bible says that he said to Jesus, yes, I can see something. Something really has happened. I feel a touch. I feel that something has changed about me. But he said to Jesus, but this is how it is. I see men like trees. Because sometimes also you need to be sincere about the way you are feeling. But sometimes some people, you come, the way you are feeling, you won't open up. Pastor is fine. How are you? You are just saying something, but you have a situation that must be dealt with. You won't tell us what is happening to you. And you rather give us stories. Jesus cannot touch you if you can't open up and say exactly what you are going through. Sometimes as you have come in the presence of the Lord tonight, be honest with God. Open up. Weep. Cry, lift up your voice, anything. Tell the Lord how you are feeling and what you are expecting from him tonight. So the Bible says that when he said, I see men like trees. Because sometimes also, you must acknowledge that you are the one who has the problem. Because sometimes some people, you have the problem, but you want to make it that it's your wife who has the problem. He needed another touch. He didn't tell Jesus that, oh yeah, the trees are not behaving well. He said, me, I can't see well. Many times the problem is us. If you can deal with your situation, the other one will be solved. But we try to make the other one the problem. He didn't say Jesus touch the trees because they are not touch the human beings. They are not behaving like human. They are looking like trees. Say, but Jesus, I rather need a touch. Bible says, and Jesus touched him again. Oh, tonight, somebody needs a second touch and a third touch. That's why we sing that song. Just another. Because sometimes you need another touch. Another touch. Oh. Because, let's say, we all need one more miracle. Will not be bad. An extra. I mean, how many would not want one more? I mean, everybody, is it somebody who just completed school? He wants to marry. It's a one miracle. But I mean, but if you had a child in addition to that one, it would be great. A job also. A job and a husband. A job and a wife. Yeah. And a wife. Everybody needs an extra. Who needs an extra? You have one already, but you need an extra. Receive an extra miracle. Receive an extra miracle in the name of Jesus. Receive it. As I receive it. As I receive it. I see somebody, you have one already, but you need another one. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Oh, oh. Receive it. Another touch. Oh, somebody needs another one. Hey, yes, another touch. We need another touch. We need another. Just another touch. Wave your hand to him, just another.
Somebody's receiving another touch. Somebody's receiving a first touch. I don't know which one. Somebody's receiving a fifth touch. Oh, Chester. Hey. Oh, Jesus. Tonight, touch your people. Touch your people tonight. Touch your people tonight. Hey, hey. Oh, yes, Lord. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. You are not leaving here the same. The power of God is touching you. The anointing of God is here tonight. You will not leave here the same. You are not living here the same. I feel a power. I feel an anointing. I feel the Spirit of God touching you tonight. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. We need another. Hey, just oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. Somebody lift up your voice and begin to cry to the Lord tonight. You need a touch from Him tonight. Oh, be like Bartimaeus. Tonight Jesus is here. He's passing this way. Don't let Him pass you by. You need a touch from Him. You need a miracle from Him. Tonight is your night. Today is the day that the Lord has made for you. He has designed for you to receive a touch, to receive a blessing. Tonight is your night. It's a night of a breakthrough. It's a night of a blessing. In the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody cry to the Lord. Cry for a touch. Cry for a touch. Oh, Jesus, I need your touch. Bible says, and they besought Him. And they besought Him. And they besought Him. Tonight, cry to the Lord. Lord, I need a touch. I need a touch in my finances. I need a touch in my spiritual life. I need a touch in my Christian life. Somebody cry to the Lord. Oh, tonight Jesus is passing by. Don't let Him just pass by you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, cry, cry, cry. Be like Bartimaeus. Your whole life depends on this time. Oh, pray. As if everything depends on tonight. Cry on Him. Call on Him while He's near. While He's near. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. 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 Aye, Papa, Papa. Hey. 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 Let Papa pray up on it. Oh, Lord. Touch your people tonight. Jesus. 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 Ole pa le pa 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 la. Alele preso ta la ba 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 ba. Ani andere bebele sonema. Lord, touch your people. Lord, touch your people. Lord, touch your people. Ale abadere pa pa su ta la ba ba. Ayadere preso ta la ba ba ba. Andere yanara. Lord, your people need a touch tonight. Pray 5 minutes. Pray 5 minutes. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and cry. Cry like blind Bartimaeus. Lord, I need a touch. Cry like those lepers. Lord, I need a touch from you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Somebody cry to the Lord. Your prayer tonight will make a difference. 4 minutes. For Jesus is here. Jesus is here tonight. Jesus is here tonight. I just saw Him standing by you tonight. Jesus is here. Oh, Jesus is here. Pray tonight. 3 minutes. Cry to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hey. Hey! 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 Oh, Jesus! Oh, Jesus! We need your touch, Lord. Tonight, Lord, if only you can touch us, oh God. Lord, you can touch us. You can make us whole. You can make us whole. You can make us whole. Ola paria sondara baba. Ayere de bebelia dode baba. Ilele katondaria sanda. Ilele kandori ande. Ipalo lobo sondere baya dede. Pray. 2 minutes, pray. Cry to the Lord tonight. In the name of Jesus. This is the night you have been waiting for. I don't know what you need. I don't know where you need a touch. But the Lord knows what you need. He knows what you need. And tonight, just a touch will be enough. Just a touch will be enough. Oh Lord, I need a touch. Oh Jesus, 1 minute pray. 1 minute pray. Oh, you have 1 more minute. You have 1 more minute. Clap your hands and pray now. Clap your hands and cry to the Lord. Cry to Jesus. Cry to Jesus. You have 1 minute.
Jesus.
You have 1 minute. Hey!
Jesus.
Yes. Cry to the Lord. Cry to the Lord.
Jesus.
Tonight. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
30 seconds. Clap your hands. 30 seconds and pray. Oh. Oh. Hey.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Something is happening here. Something is changing. Something is shifting in your life. I can feel it. Yes. Acknowledge something. It's taking place. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I need thee every most great is Lord. Let a keeper fill the house. No tend the voice like that can be is a I need
thee,
oh, I need thee. Oh, yes.
Every hour
I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Oh, I come, oh yes, to thee. Oh, I need, oh, is there somebody here who needs Jesus? You need Jesus tonight. Tonight Jesus is here. Every hour I need. Oh! Oh, Jesus. Yes. 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 Oh. Oh. Oh, I need thee.
I need.
I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Oh, how many need him tonight? You need him tonight? Yes.
I need.
Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I come to tonight, Jesus is here. I feel a lot of activity in the spirit realm. Jesus is here tonight. Oh, yes. Jesus is here tonight. He's touching. Some of you can literally feel a touch. but it's touching you one way or the other. Just yield yourself. Yield yourself now to the Holy Spirit, to the unction of God. The power of God is here, touching you right now. Some of you can feel heat. Some of you can feel like electricity running through your hands and your body. That is it. That is it. That is it. Yes. Open up to the Spirit of God. Allow God to touch you tonight. Yes, Jesus is here tonight. Yes. Yes, tonight. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night of a touch and a breakthrough tonight. Receive that touch right now. Receive it tonight. Receive it tonight. Whichever way you are feeling, that's the power of God all over you. That's the power of God all over you. Receive that touch tonight. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, Jesus is touching you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Oh, something always happens when he touches you. Some of you can feel a touch. Some of you can feel a touch tonight. For Jesus is touching you. Yes, right now. That is it. That is it. Step in there and receive it. Receive it now. Receive it now. It feels like rain all over you. That's it. That's it. That's the power of God touching you tonight. That's the power of God touching you tonight. I see many people. God is touching you tonight. He's touching you. He's making a difference in your life. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, it feels like a confused situation you find yourself in. But the Lord says, I'm bringing you out of it. You're coming out of it tonight. Come out of it now. Come out of it now. Come out of it now. In the name of Jesus. Come out of it. Because it looks like a confused situation. But the Lord said, I'm making sense out of that thing. He's touching you. Tonight, God is releasing many people from some places where you are. You're not supposed to be there. You know it. The Lord has spoken to you about it many times. To come out of that place and to come out of that thing. But somehow, you've been struggling with the Lord. But tonight, I see God releasing you from that place right now. Right now, right now, right now. You need to come out. Come out. Come out tonight. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. That's it. That's it. That's it. Tonight, I see somebody here. There's something the Lord has spoken to you about. You need to come out and take a certain step. It's been a struggle. It's been so much of a struggle. But tonight, the Lord wants to help you. There's grace available for you to come out. Bible says that he took the hand of the man and took him out of the town. Tonight, Jesus wants to take your hand and take you out. I don't know who you are, but if you are that person, I need you to come to the front right now. Be of good cheer. He calleth thee. Come tonight. God wants to touch you. Jesus wants to make a difference in your life. You know it. He has spoken to you several times about that step you need to take. And it's been difficult for you. But tonight, you are here like that. Come to me quickly. Let's do this quickly. Tonight, the power of God is here to heal. The power of God is here to set you free and to help you. Come all the way and let's pray tonight in the name of Jesus. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Let's do this quickly. Let's do this quickly. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 Kadebo shitandara baba 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 sotandere bayanda ikabanton daria basika talababa. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know it yourself. You know the Lord has called you and spoken to you several times about this thing. Tonight, tonight is the night. Tonight is the night. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Here, Oh, yes, Lord. Ramoshitanda rababose manana. Ikatonda rabababa sutala babababa yakata. Yes, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Andiri mosetandere boshekatanda rabababa yandere. Ikatala labosanda rabababa. Ilakatonda rababa. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. Oh, yes. It's Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In my soul. For I have... Yes. And his blood has made me whole. Lift your hand and sing. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is. Father, thank you for your touch tonight upon your people. Yes, Lord. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for setting your people free. In the name of Jesus. Oh, oh. For I have the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. Oh, it's Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. It is Jesus. Yes, Lord. Is she? Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, tonight is the night of your touch. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your touch tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, whatever has kept you bound tonight, you are loose in the name of Jesus. Come out from that place. Come out and be separate. Say the Lord. Right now, receive the touch of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. It's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing. Check it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Yes, it's the night of your freedom. The night where you are set free. In the name of Jesus. We break every hold of the enemy. Come out. Come out. Come out and step in the place where God wants you to be. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it now. The hand of the Lord, the help of God is your portion. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Receive that help tonight. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, oh, Jesus, receive it tonight. That's it. That's it. The touch of the Lord is your portion. Take that step. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. In the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid. Everybody, lift up your hand. Something is happening here. Yes, I feel a strong presence here. Move out of the natural. Receive it. Receive it. Take it tonight. Take it. Take it. Tonight the Lord tells me, somebody here, the Lord said, I'm changing your song. I don't know who you are, but receive it now. Take it in the name of Jesus. He said, I'm changing your song. I'm changing your song. I'm changing your song. Yes. I don't know who that person is. But something is coming upon you now. That's it. Some of you can literally feel a hand touching you. You just feel it now. Take it. In the name of Jesus, receive it now. Receive it now. Come out. Come out. Come out. No, 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 no. Don't sing. Don't sing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ramushatanda. Hibalolobo sotanda rababa. It is happening now. Yes. Young lady. Yes. Tonight is the moment. That's what I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying. This is the moment of truth and this is the moment of decision. This is it. This is it. After tonight, don't go back. Don't go back. In the name of Jesus. Remoshi tandara. Take that step. Take that step. Take that step. Take that step. Take that step tonight. Take that step. In the name of Jesus. 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 Oh yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ah, thank you, oh God. Lift up your hand tonight. I see many people God is touching. You don't need to see what is happening there. Just concentrate. Focus on Him tonight. Father, thank you. Thank you for your touch, oh God. In the name of Jesus. That's it. That's it. We break that cycle in the name of Jesus. And I declare that this is it. This is the time you're taking that step. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's here, the Spirit of the Lord. I know the cry of your heart. And I'm here to help you. Receive that help right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Somebody taking a deep breath and receive. Yes. Receive tonight. Yes. Receive tonight. Yes. Receive tonight. The yes. presence of God is here. The Spirit of God is here. Yes. Tonight. Receive. Receive it. Receive it. Everybody taking a deep breath and receive right now. Take it in. Take it in. Take it in. I hear a new announcement for somebody. Something is being announced in the spirit. This is it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it now. It's blowing. It's blowing. Some of you can feel a pat on you. You can feel heat all around you. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is touching you right now. Oh, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Many of you are receiving that touch right now. It's flowing through your body. You're shaking. That's it. That's it. Receive it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Oh, you feel that presence of God on you. I need you to rush to me tonight. Rush to me quickly. You feel it. You feel it tonight. That's it. It's the power of God. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing all over this place. Come to me tonight. For God is touching you. God is here. Jesus is here tonight. Jesus is here tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. Young lady, that is it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Yes! What you're feeling, that is it. What you're feeling, that is it. Somebody is wondering, is it? That is it. That's the power of God touching you right now. In the name of Jesus, receive it. Tonight is a night of impartation of some good things that are coming to you. Some of you are receiving spiritual gifts. Gifts of healing. Gift of working of miracles. Somebody is receiving it now. Take it. In the name of Jesus. An impartation of spiritual gift is taking place. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, gift of faith. Somebody is receiving it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Receive it now. Oh, gift of interpretation of tongues. God is giving it to you tonight. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Gift of discerning of spirits. Tonight somebody's eyes are being opened. You are seeing things in the spirit realm. You are seeing things in the spirit realm. That is it. Take it tonight. Take it tonight. Take it tonight. Take it. You're receiving it. Oh yes. Yes, it's been given to you. It's been given to you. It's been given to you. The power of God is all over you. He's giving you that power right now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Oh yes, that's it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Bring this woman to me. Something is happening to her. Bring her to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, that's it. It's the presence of the Lord. Oh, yes. Tonight. Yes. 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 Don't struggle with them. Just struggle with them. Thank you, Lord. Maria Satandere Bobo Sheka Balayanda. Ikatunda Baba Busa Tandare Busandara Baba 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 Baba. Ikatabalolo koso tala baba 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 badoria satala baba badoria sandara baba baba. Listen, there's somebody here tonight. You asked the question not too long ago. You said, Lord, what are you doing with my life? What are you doing with my life? I don't seem to understand what you're doing with my life. If you're that person, I need you to come, because the Spirit of the Lord just whispered to me that that's the question you asked, and God is trying to touch you tonight to show you what he's doing in your life. Yes. 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 I see a new beginning. Entering into something new that God is doing with your life. Enter in. 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 That's it. That's it. You said, Lord, what are you doing with my life? The Lord said, I should tell you, he's taking you to a good place. But he's bringing you out of something so that he can take you to that place. He said, just trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Lift up your hand right now. Father, thank you. Yes. Receive it. Lord, thank you for your touch tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. 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 I just saw somebody. It looks like a seat you were sitting on was just taken from you and given to somebody else. I don't know who it is. But I need you to come to me tonight, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Be of good cheer, he calleth thee. Be of good cheer, he calleth thee. Oh, yes. It looks like a position you occupied. And it was taken from you. Who is that person? Are you the one? Come. That said, the Spirit of the Lord is going to be a restoration. But you had to lose that one. So that restoration will come. Trust me. Say the Spirit of the Lord. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus. There's a restoration right now taking place. Yes. Yes, that's it. That's it. It's flowing. The power of God is at work. That's it. That's it. That's it. Yes. 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 That's it. Take it. Take it. Let it go. 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 That's it. God is at work. In you, I feel it. It's bubbling in your spirit right now. That's it. Woo! Take it. Yes. 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 This will not be long. This will not be long. For very soon, you're going to be restored back to that place. That's saying the Spirit of the Lord. For he said, I'm taking you to a better place. Trust me, I'm taking you to a better place. In the name of Jesus. Where's that lady who was coming this way? Come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Right now, it's flowing. Yes. I see a cycle. It's been going on. It's been going on. It's been going on. But tonight, tonight marks the end of that cycle. You're no longer going to go through that cycle anymore. We break it in the name of Jesus. Tonight, every work of the enemy in your life is destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. It's over from tonight. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody begin to thank God right now. Thank the Lord right now, because I see some kind of promotion God is giving to his people tonight. He has touched many of us tonight here. Oh, thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. If you are here tonight, you are believing God for a child, I need to pray with you. I've seen the Lord do it several times. He wants to bless you with a child. You are believing God for a baby. Come tonight. Come quickly. Let me pray with you. Believing God with you. God is going to bless you with the fruit of the womb. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's try and stand in. Don't just stand behind somebody. Come quickly. In the name of Jesus. He will do it. He will do it. He will do it. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. I've seen him do it several times. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Father, thank you. Yes, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, your word says the fruit of the womb is your reward. Lord, reward them. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, receive it now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. I declare over you, a year from now, you shall carry your baby. A year from now, you shall carry your baby. You shall carry your baby. In the name of Jesus, receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Yes.
Lord, bless you. Thank you, Lord, for the fruit of the womb. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, oh God, that a year from now she will carry her baby. Lord, we declare that it is done. It is done. It is done. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. You are believing God to marry. Come, let's pray. I believe that God is touching people. You have one, but you need another one. Come. Come tonight. In the name of Jesus. Come. The Lord is going to bless you. Lord is going to bless you. I see a glory. I see a glory all over this place. God is touching you. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hand and receive. Receive it. Yes. Tonight. Receive it. Ah, there's a glory all over you. For you shall be found. You shall be found. You shall be found. In the name of Jesus. There's a new glory on you. It's a spirit of attraction. Take it. In the name of Jesus. We break whatever it is now. Release tonight. In the name of Jesus. Now, you foul spirit, let go of her. In the name of Jesus. And I declare that she's loose tonight. She's free tonight. And the spirit that is married to you, we cast it. In the name of Jesus. And I declare that you are loose. We break you free. We break you free. We break you free. In the name of Jesus. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. In the name of Jesus. It's over. 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 That's it. That's it. Let go of her. You foul spirit. Let go of her. Now. Now. Come out of it. Come out of her. In the name of Jesus. This is a moment. This is a season. This is a time. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We break you free. We break you free. Now, in the name of Jesus. You are loose. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. The chains have been broken now. In the name of Jesus. Just leave it. Leave it. Leave it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. It's happening. A new glory.
Take it. Take it now. Whoop. That's it. That's it. That's it. A spirit of attraction is coming on you now. Receive it. In the name of Jesus, you shall be found. And you shall find. And you shall find. And you shall find. I see the Lord opening your eyes to see. In the name of Jesus, it's happening. From tonight, a new way has been made for you. Step into it. Walk in it. In the name of Jesus, you shall hear a voice speaking to you. This is the way. Move in that way. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody put your hands together for Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lift up your hand and just begin to thank God right now. Thank God right now. Thank God right now. Thank Him. Thank Him. Because healing is taking place. Healing is taking place. Healing is taking place. I don't know, this one sounds funny, but somebody, you have a problem with your toes. That's what the Spirit of the Lord just told me. I don't know who that person is. Come. Your toes is, I don't know what it is. You've been having pain or something. Just come quickly. Whoever that person is, has been there for some time now. Has to do with your toes. Oh, thank you, Spirit of the living God. Give me some oil. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, O God, for your healing. You reveal to redeem. Just thank Him right now. Thank Him right now. Thank Him right now. Bless Him. Bless Him. Just worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Receive healing right now. It's taking place. God is touching you. Lord, we bless you for your touch. We give you glory. Listen, I sense that God wants to bless us with visions and dreams. Tonight, just place your hands on your eyes. God is about to open your eyes to see things. Just as He opened the eyes of that man, He's opening our eyes. We need to see things more clearly in the spirit realm. Tonight, some of you may feel a burning sensation in your eyes, because that's the power of God touching you tonight. Receive the gift of visions and dreams right now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus, it's on you tonight. Take it. Many of you begin to have dreams, and the Lord will be speaking to you in the dreams. God will open your eyes to see things more clearly from tonight. When you read the Bible, you will see things that you've never noticed before. As you walk through town, you will see things you've never noticed before. For God is opening your eyes to them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for visions. Thank you for dreams. Thank you for blessing your people. You said, in the last days, you shall pour out your spirit upon all flesh. You said, the young men shall see visions and the old men shall dream dreams. You said, the daughters shall prophesy. Lord, let this scripture be fulfilled in this church and in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. We bless you. We give you glory. Tonight, with every head bowed, with all eyes closed, maybe you are here, somebody invited you, but you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. If you are here like that, you want to be born again, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, just lift up your right hand wherever you are. I'm going to pray with you. You want to be born again. Don't be shy tonight. You want to take that decision. Lift up your right hand. God wants to touch you. You want to be born again. Lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you.
Lift it high up above your head. God bless you. 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 If you have lifted up your hand, come to me. I'll pray with you. Young girl, come to me. Yes. If you're here also, you want to pray. You want to give your life to Jesus. Tonight, we're going to pray. Hallelujah. Let's all pray together. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight, I thank you for shedding your blood to wash away my sins. Please forgive me all my sins. Come into my heart. Make me a new person. Please write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. From today, I will serve you for the rest of my days. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Hallelujah.